literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude?
A wing my whip. We on it.
Scrutinizing my response to that.
I know. Oh, remember how furious you were when I was watching?
I wasn't furious. I was just disinterested. I don't have that sort of.
You don't like to. You don't take glee in the common like folly of humanity.
Just like dumb, you don't like to see fucking retarded idiots. People.
I guess right. Yeah.
You don't like that at all? No, seeing like dumb fucking idiots just trying their best and just failing still?
It doesn't do it for me as much.
You don't like that?
Yeah. What?
I've never gotten into like America's Got Talent or anything like that.
It's no, me neither, but...
This is a whole thing.
This is TikTok. This is... This is the pores filming themselves trying to get laid by doing like anime videos.
Maybe I'll have to rewatch it.
You got to give it another shot. You were in a bad spot when you were watching. That's why you were being such a sourpuss.
Yeah.
Now that your arthritis has calmed down quite a bit.
A little bit.
Maybe you won't be such a sourpuss.
It was day to day, but yes. Yeah. No, I'll be a little bit
That's the number one side effect of having
debilitating arthritis. You're on risk of being a
sourpuss? Step one. Yeah. That's one of the harshest side effects. Sourpuss.
He's not wrong.
You become a big... I'd be a sourpuss.
Yeah, dude.
If I had fucking arthritis flaring up.
Nothing was fun. Nothing's funny when you got a hemorrhoid.
Oh, man.
Nothing's funny.
Nothing.
Nothing's funny at all, dude.
Everything stinks.
You're sitting on like a painful golf ball, dude. It's nothing's fucking pain. Nothing's funny at all.
Oh, that guy fucking messaged you about was it a hemi or was it something else?
Thrombosis or some shit? Yeah. I don't know. I was like, I'm going to look into
that. Whatever that thing was, I've never seen a hemi like that.
If that guy's right, which I think he might be.
Because if you've never had a hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
And then you just got that thing.
Yeah. If that guy's right, I think there was definitely like three doctors who were just totally wrong. Which is very
doctors
possible.
A lot of times don't give a fuck.
No, not at all. Especially when my health insurance
they just show you the asshole, and they're like, "Yeah, all right, yeah."
I had the poor health insurance, and they would like bring it. They would bring in like a nurse and be like, "Yeah, you got
check this guy's asshole out."
Dude, the doctor would just come in, like, "What do you think of it?" And she's like, "Yeah, it's a hemorrhoid." And he'd like literally pull my pants down, like, "Yeah, all right,
whatever it is, you're good. Whatever it is,
call us back. Yeah, call us if anything happens, and if anything doesn't happen, he's like, whatever."
Yeah, I wonder if there'd be a difference in how they treated it, hemi or thrombosis or whatever that was.
I don't know.
I'm sure they literally were just like, we could call it whatever we want.
Imagine if you're a doctor, people was constantly coming and showing you your body. You're like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
You're going to die? All right. Bye.
Yeah, whatever.
They don't really give a fuck.
True.
Especially if you're on the poor health insurance, it's like, unless you're going to die, they're just like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're poor. Your body.
Dog, how's your health insurance?
It's good. I get it through my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your bro hooks it up?
Yeah.
Well, you work with him.
Yes.
You work with your bro?
Yeah.
What?
He's a copywriter.
Oh, family biz. You do copywriting?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm a paralegal, I guess you'd say. Yeah.
You're course, a paralegal,
dude.
Man?
Yeah. Well, he's only half Jewish. You know? He's not a full lawyer.
I was raised fully Jewish.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Full
what?
Jew.
What?
Yeah.
Capital J. Dude, not even
this
lowercase.
Is like that thing where you guys, how many Jews did you ever meet growing up?
One family. One family.
I literally grew up and I didn't know any.
It's
at
so
all.
Interesting, never. Yeah.
At all.
And well, then, it was like 2% of the clumps.
College is when like people hit me with the fact that there was Jewish people and I was like, nah.
It's very bizarre, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
some people like in obviously in New York, it's Jay's fucking city.
Right.
Yeah.
But out where I'm from, you'd never see Jays.
Yeah, hit Delaware County, dude. You don't
not many Jays lingering mm-hmm. around. There's no money to be had.
Out in Delaware County?
Yeah. They're out of there.
Yeah, I mean, there's like GC lords. You'll have like general contractor lords and shit out there. There's a couple Jewish GC lords. A few. I've seen their name on the trucks. I haven't seen them.
What's it say on the trucks?
I don't know. Just be like Bergen or Burger or some shit. Burger Builders or something. Burgers and Sons.
Yeah, Burgers. What do you think of that?
That's fine.
There's a couple.
I mean, that is the way it is. I mean, my brother dated a girl. She was in Louisiana. And when he went down to visit her, her entire family was like pouring out to see him because they'd never seen a Jay
brother, live, right? Live in the flesh.
Damn, dude. You guys, it sucks you guys have never seen the originals. That's where like the vampires go down to fucking New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what the Jays are.
You guys roll down there. It's like the originals. Like, oh, fuck, it's the original family. These guys are fucking bad as hell. You guys don't watch vampire soaps. You wouldn't get anyone watches a vampire soap. You'll enjoy.
I think you're the only one. I can almost guarantee of all of our listeners, you're the only one who watches.
Not true, dude.
Vampire soaps.
We have
soaps.
Some TikTok bad boys out here.
There's
popping in
TikTok
the contacts,
boys.
Putting in the fangs, getting ready, dude. It's my favorite part of vampire soaps, dude. I can't get over that
What's
they move,
that?
When they move real fast.
Oh yeah. When they just
hold on, I gotta go.
They fly somewhere else.
And they drive too sometimes. Just
like, yeah, occasionally they're behind the wheel.
Always driving like Porsches and shit.
I wonder if it's exhausting, the flying around. They never seem exhausted. So they should be doing that instead of driving.
Making like a dramatic blur and getting out of there. Yeah, yeah, I know. That's what you think, but
so you saw a retarded guy and you started laughing in his face.
No, did I? No. So I got very upset and I had a panic attack and then I was just like, I just don't have the mental temperament.
What were you panic attacking on?
Just like, you know, it's one of those things I feel like when
you
I'm
thought
drunk.
Thought he was
going to
get you?
No, I didn't think he was going to get
me. Remember that guy got you?
Who's that?
The guy with Downs got you before. Remember that when Gerbs got.
So this was like a trigger.
It wasn't a trigger. I just
triggered the latent retarded archetype in your brain.
And wow! And now I trigger. Now every time you hang out with me, you got to have some flashbacks. Just a big Downs bully getting you.
He was small.
He was tiny Downs.
Oh my god!
He was a fucking little
bowling ball. They'll get you.
Really?
Little thick boys.
He was.
Oh yeah, man.
Those tiny Downs.
Like a Staffordshire.
Hold me closer, tiny Downs. They'll fucking get you.
Yeah, man.
He did.
He held you closer. He held you too close.
Yes, yes.
In the diner, he gave you the fucking
rib. Oh, no, that was a different guy.
Different Downs?
But he still wasn't as big as you. He was more normal height. The guy that kind of picked me up and had a go at me in the basketball courts, like that was, he was very short.
But he wasn't having a go at you. He was just excited. Oh, and then he humped you.
Yeah.
Did you feel like any sort of boner, or did you have like a soft dick? Dissociated?
Yeah, it was violent. Like the flipping and the lurching and all that. And then it was just more the moment. And
could you like hear him like in your ear?
But he wasn't.
He had to been breathing hard. If he's humping hard, he's breathing hard. Yeah, he's humping hard.
Still like yelling excitement from the hoop.
You were yelling while you were saying?
No, he was. Oh. I wasn't making noises like you're putting noises in him.
There had to be noises.
No, because he wasn't humping in a sexual way.
It was quiet, like.
No, still like overjoyed. From what I remember, it was overjoyed. But again,
I thought it went from overjoyed to then, you know, sadosexual.
It's exactly what it went from. But I'm saying I don't think that there was a noise change to him. It wasn't.
He's like, nah.
Right.
Like, oh God, get off!
Steve. Does any of that ring a bell?
Right. So no,
Steve.
The get off.
So you're high and you see.
Oh, I'm just saying, just in general, I don't have the mental temperament for it.
They do all look the same, so it is like...
It's like Assassin's Creed. Just walk around all cloaked up, punch down on the roof like a three-point stance on you.
Damn, that'd be sick if Downs people were trying to assassinate Gerbs. Like in all time, Assassin's Creed, they just jump out into a bale of hay off the top of some Walmart fucking shelf. Yeah, they jump out. Their thing is those bouncy ball crates at like grocery stores and Walmarts. That's their bale of hay. In Assassin's Creed, you know this?
No, I don't know.
Assassin's Creed, you can jump out of like church towers and into like bales of hay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an intricate like a system of communication. They like pop in little messages and shit. Who do you think fills those things up?
Those balls.
They communicate through those things.
Oh, who people fills them up?
If you're down syndrome, you can pop a quarter and you get like a message from one of your boys, and you fucking just like GURP. It's just your latitude and longitude.
I'm not thinking about the same thing. I have no idea where you guys are.
Smash your homie's figure, and it's a little. It's like a fortune cookie scroll with your address, and they're on you, dude.
Okay,
now, it's very ineffective communication, but they are. You know, they do have down syndrome. Wait till they figure out the phone. They're going to be able to text your address.
Dude.
You've been assaulted twice. You're like, there's people. You know how you run into people like I hate dogs. It's like, how do you hate dogs? They're hilarious. And then they're like, oh, I got bit. You got bit twice. You're twice bitten and shy, dude.
Yeah, I think, just in general, I feel like people just have a fuck with me face or something. And body and temperament and
for sure
gait, yeah, yeah,
without a doubt, yeah.
So you were that was little. Was that the? So is this like a pattern? You were smoking weed, and one night you saw the retard, and then you backed off, or were you like, was this like a one time deal?
No, so that I think that was like the first time I had a panic attack on it, and then I just started having panic attacks because there's like that sensation of when I'm drunk, you feel that you're not really in control, but you don't care.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I'm high, it's just, I'm very aware of the fact that I'm not in control. And I just start to feel like.
Almost like you're retarded.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. In the end, you become what you hate. It's true.
I don't hate. Wait, time out. I don't hate mentally disabled people.
You
that's
do.
Fear. By no stretch of imagination.
Fear but fear
you
comes
have a very
from,
Machiavellian relationship with retarded
I fear
people.
Some cats because I was attacked by a cat, you know, but not.
Would you say you love or would you more love or fear the Downs community?
Love.
Love.
What about fear or respect?
Fear or respect?
Yeah. Do you, which
that's
one
what I was
is
going
it?
For.
Fear or respect?
The Down syndrome community, do you fear it or respect it?
Can you elaborate on that question?
Just answer it. It's
got
to be
can
fear.
You provide... well, provide a context.
I know you don't respect them.
Provide a context. There you, are particular...
All right, so you're coming out of like a... You're driving through like a high school, and there's like, you know, a little like carport landing?
Respect. I should have just said respect.
No, you don't. You got high and saw one, and you were instantly like devastated.
No, I felt
that's
bad.
That's how little you respect
time
him.
Time out. I,
he was
no,
having
no.
the time of his life. He was scanning pies. That's a fucking down dream.
First of all, he wasn't scanning pies.
He was you were buying pie
carts,
and he was oh but, he was cart gatherer. Yeah. That's see, the see. That's the highest honor
wait,
you can have.
It was
a Down syndrome.
Wait, time out. I it wasn't that I was afraid of him. I was overwhelmed with guilt because I wasn't doing anything with my life and he was working.
Despite,
that's not work. That's pledge.
Oh,
if you have Downs, gathering carts is pure pledge.
Yeah, maybe I was being condescending. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you were. You do. You feared him more than you respected him.
No. I don't even like that.
How many carts was he moving at once? Did you ever see him get that long train going? You got to fear that.
I do not recall.
That's a fear. Yeah, he can batter that thing right through any door you've locked.
You would make a terrific attorney.
Huh?
You'd make a terrific attorney because the amount of detail that you were, I'm like, am I lying?
He's trying to convert you to Jay, dude.
Yeah. A little divide and conquer, dude.
Don't try to divide us, dude. Don't make him join the Jays. Matt hates the Jays more.
No, I don't.
Do you respect or fear them?
Respect.
Really?
I respect
You don't
them.
Fear the Jays?
No, I don't fear the Jays. I don't fear
the Jays.
I respect them.
I respect.
They can't get. They can't get me.
They don't even want to get us.
Nah, they couldn't.
They couldn't even if they tried.
No, they like. They see what we're up to.
Yeah,
they want to get in business with us.
The Jays? Oh yeah, there's some guys who reached out. We got to talk about that.
Oh yeah,
some Jays reached out. A Hispanic Jay.
Really?
Well, he obviously isn't Jewish, but he's a business partner. So, the lad partner.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about ads.
Yeah, I don't want to do ads.
I don't know if we should do ads.
You should definitely do ads.
No, dude.
See, that's the J. It's the J on our shoulder.
I don't like when I hear readings. It's like it just
no.
It's
but
long.
What's fun about it is like you guys are going to read it, and then that also gives
make
you
fun
fodder,
of it. Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, like Howard Stern when he would read ads, it was amazing.
Howard what?
Stern. What? Is this Howard Stern that reached out to you?
No.
Just saying. J Network.
Oh, J. Yeah, but did you ever listen to Stern? Were you a Stern listener?
I wasn't allowed. My mom wouldn't let me.
Oh, yeah, really? I wasn't really allowed either. I would stay up at night and watch
I'd
it
watch
on
a show on E and see the blurred out boobs.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, I loved that shit on E. Yeah, they would have them ride like simians and shit. Oh, my God.
I used to record it. I would tape record it and then listen to it at night. Yeah, when I was at school.
Howard Stern's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
The Gerbys.
So, we were playing wiffle ball. I love wiffle ball.
Did Connor put any little pebbles in the ball?
No.
Did you ever see when someone gives you a little funny ball?
Yeah, a little knuckleball.
Yeah, you can throw a little, you can put a little something in the ball, a little
dances
sand in the ball.
You. Dances right. on you a little.
Yeah, but it'll drop down on you.
Was Ohtani pitching and you were just batting it out of the park?
Well, we were switching.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
How many strikes? I'd love to see some shirtless strikes, some shirtless wiffle ball strikes
well,
in the park.
I can throw pretty accurate, but the problem is my technique is terrible, so I'm like working on it because I whip it from my ear.
You're a wild thing.
As opposed to.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You got a real tight release.
I do.
So who won?
There was no winning. There was no competition.
No contest?
Yeah, there was. If somebody went yard once, I'd be like,
I did. I went yard. Chris didn't. Chris lost.
Oh,
yeah. Couldn't make contact, dude.
Yeah,
it could have been my pitching.
Contact.
It could have, to be fair to him, it could have been my pitching. So, because at the end, he started dialing it in. So I
you were
just,
dealing, though. There's nothing you could do about it. You were fucking... You were just.
What about frisbee?
Who, I did. So I in little league.
You were picking your spots. You were fucking climbing the ladder,
throwing them sinkers.
Jammed him.
The first
jammed him up a couple times. He was spinning, dude. You got some chin music. He got up to the plate a little too close. He said, "Back off. That's my plate." Give him a little chin music. Put him in the dirt. He fell down. Justin's helmet got back up. You had a duel.
So.
Damn, how many were the chicks had to be flocking.
It was there nobody
crowd of women,
there.
Was what? There a crowd of women just openly masturbating around you guys?
When I was a pitcher in Little League, so it was coach pitch and then the first kid pitch.
Yeah.
I was deadly. I made the Little League All-Star game.
Okay.
It did quite well. And then the next year, I just got lit up. And when you look at the footage of me throwing a ball, mm-hmm. the reason I think I was so successful is I was accurate, but I was just throwing like a crescent moon because I was throwing them so slow. Everybody was kind of coming up very cocky.
You're just sending like a little catapult.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, what? Like, I thought I was winging them. And then it's just like this, and it's just coming
you're
in.
You're like Rowan Gardner in Rookie of the Year. You're just floating it at the end.
I guess, yeah.
It's a great reference.
Yeah, you're just doing fucking javelin.
Yeah.
It's a nice little parabola.
And then what? You started trying to sling it in there, and you started getting rocked.
No. I think they just got maybe. I
mean, maybe the other team's got the footage. That happens a lot.
Oh, you think they study the tapes?
Usually, year two. Like if somebody has a good rookie season as a quarter or like first half of the season, usually the tape gets out and defenses catch up.
Okay,
I think that's what happened to you in Little League. Okay. I think the other team started studying your film and got a hold of it. All
right, we can hit this guy.
Yeah.
I can see that. Do you push the freak issue? Because sometimes girls
Yeah. Not into it.
So you're like, listen.
Did you say, can I spit on your mouth?
Yeah. What'd you say?
We had discussions about this.
Did you go for anything and get turned down?
No. Well, I mean, in the past, yes.
Let me tell you. Tell me what you went for.
Have you fish hooked her?
Give her the fish hook.
Have you been like, listen, you rigid fucking bitch, and fish hooked her? And she's like, I'm not into this.
No, I haven't fish hooked. That would you would need to...
I'll drop a fish hook. I'll risk a fish hook. I'll never drop a fish. Really? I won't even ask. I can only
do double fish hooks, dude.
The old orthodontist.
Put some rubber bands in her mouth, dude. So you brought up the issue. You're like, look, I'm trying to get free.
You can really bring it up. I mean, you can't.
You never talk about any of this stuff.
Right.
You just one day, she's on top. Just spread her butt out. And if you hear anything positive... Touch your butthole.
Some feedback.
Well, no. I've already gotten this feedback. I feel like you're starting at a place where I'm already. I know.
So you spread her butthole. You spread cheeks.
I didn't spread cheeks, but it's like, you know, you just like.
I'm making him say shit. It's great. He just picks up the. It's great. You're so funny.
I lightly put my hand on her neck, and then she moves my hand. And you're like, all right,
oh, so you're not even hand on the neck.
What's going on? Oh, you're talking about a little choke
front
action.
Of the neck.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about good dad at church.
No. Like,
good dad at church back in the neck.
Have you tried
squeeze.
Wearing a single glove before putting your hand on her?
No, when I go on top, kissing, hand up there, you know, doing some cradling, go in.
What cradling? Who are you cradling?
Head, face. You know, I'm getting in there with the kissing the neck, what have you, on the side.
Trying to keep her the mandible, dude.
Dude, take a sock out. Break out a sock and put it on your hand.
Just give her a hard dead leg.
Yeah.
You start beating her up.
You should just beat the shit out of this lady.
No, of course not.
All right, so tell me some freaky things you've done in the past.
In the past?
Yeah. What's a weird fetish?
Already know them. You already know them.
I think I know them, but I don't want to say it because I don't want you to be...
I just choke, slap, spit, and then, you know, a lot of dirty talk.
Did you ever get in a vomit
really
play?
In a dirty talk? What?
Did you ever get in a vomit play?
No.
What about A&R?
A&R? What's that?
Adult nursing relationship.
Oh, no. Not into that.
I
don't like baby talk, man.
Underwear.
I love underwear.
What do you do with underwear?
Well,
panty job?
Anything. Sure. What?
Did you ever get in a panty job?
A panty job?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, what's that?
That was like one of the hottest things that's ever happened.
What did you do?
I never caught one of those. I've only watched.
Oh, my God. Whew. There's this girl that I was dating. This was back when I was at my comedy peak.
Oh, yeah.
And I was had all sorts of confidence.
That's what it's about.
She was beautiful. And anyway, she was just in her panties. And like, you know, her panties were saturated.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Ew. I can't even say it.
God.
Her
panties were saturated. So you're like, look, I'm going to catch a panty job.
And I was trying to have unprotected sex with her.
Hell yeah.
Of course. Here's the height of your comedy career, dude.
She was on top and just like, you know, giving me a panty job.
Ooh.
Is that just
a pussy job or whatever?
Dry humping?
Well, yeah. So she's just like
with your underwear.
Right? Yeah, it's when
no,
you're
not
like,
mine. Just hers.
Her underwear.
It's like outer course, but and you're like between her and her underwear, and you're just it's pretty tight.
That's awesome.
It's so
pretty
so
tight.
Hot.
Probably caught a couple of those. I just didn't even know what to call it.
Yeah,
panty job. Yeah,
I told you that's the type. One of the types
didn't
of porn.
They,
I'm
didn't
really
they stuff
into.
It in your mouth or something?
If you're lucky.
I haven't had that.
Oh, I thought you did.
I would like to stuff panties in somebody's mouth. Did it just get quiet here? I think the air just shut off.
That was your conscience.
Yeah, the air
dude.
Came on.
That was your mom gasping while she listens to this. Not my Steven. That's probably how you were conceived.
We think of a panty job.
A panty job. But yeah, that. Yeah, but I'm way more into the like dirty talk stuff. Like that's
what type really? Of stuff do you say? Like what do you say? Like,
I'm gonna
but
it shit depends the fucking on bed.
Like different I'm gonna go take a fucking upper decker.
I'm gonna shit the bed.
As soon as we're done, I'm gonna shit my pants. I fucking shit so bad. I have to fucking shit right now.
I'm gonna shit. Try to stop me.
You can't stop me from shitting.
You think someone could do that?
What shit in their room? Well, I was just going to say that. Block of shit?
Yeah, little finger in the dike.
The conversation always moves to places that I always say, I feel like I'm finding like inception into a place I didn't know how it got there. Wait, I want to say this about
panty jobs. What
type of
things do you say? We'll go to the panty jobs in a second. Give me some dirty talk.
No, but I've already given you the dirty talk on this program. I've already just
I forget it.
But it also depends on the...
What do you like to say? Like, yeah, whose pussy is this?
Well, that it depends, though, on the type
have you
of person.
Said that?
It's tailored dirty talk. Because some women are like very turned off by the word pussy.
Yeah. especially when someone says, pussy.
Pussy.
Some women are turned off by the word pussy.
Oh, do you like that? I'm right in your pussy. I'm so deep inside your pussy.
How many pussies have you been inside?
My penis is so hard, I'm right inside your poozy. I have to shit so bad, I'm going to shit your poozy.
Well, when did I say I'm going to shit so bad? Where did this come from?
Well, it hurts because of my hemorrhoids, but I'm still going to shit all over your poozy.
I'll tell you what, that it really is a turnoff.
What?
Well, I once had a hemorrhoid, and I was
when
like
she
trying to
catches
a
glimpse.
No, I just remember, it's before I started using Preparation H or anything. So it's
you
very
can smell that shit, too.
You can smell the creams, not your hands.
No, she had this thing. She was this person was the one with a hairy asshole.
and she has the nerve to judge your hemorrhoid?
No, she wasn't judging anything. She wasn't even looking.
She
I
like
just
a,
felt
she had a
gross.
Fucking asshole
I didn't
fraggle.
Feel sexy.
Sorry, go
you
ahead.
Didn't feel sexy.
I didn't feel sexy.
Yeah.
So I was laying there.
But sometimes you do feel sexy.
Yeah, definitely.
You were feeling sexy in those fucking home videos you were making on YouTube.
You're sexy as fuck.
That home improvement video. Oh,
it,
my
dude.
God. Did
I
we make
it.
Fun of you for that yet?
You can make fun of me all you want. I just hung another light fixture.
Did you film yourself in different outfits, like leaning sexually?
No, I filmed it over different times, over different periods.
With different scarves on?
Different scarves on.
Hold on. What were you about to say? You had hemorrhoids.
Home improvement is a good. It's a good thing.
It's very nice.
I was just trying to film some shit.
You were trying to get some poozy off of it.
You do it. You do you, man.
What? Who are you, man?
You tell me that wasn't a poozy grab?
Are you fucking crazy? I woke up. Look at that. If that's how you think
you
I'm trying to get
do you
pussy.
Think that's him trying to get pussy?
That
you?
Wasn't a thirst trap.
You're an idiot.
You weren't trying to get poozy. I'll run the tape right
run
now.
Run it right now.
I believe at the end of it, with dim lighting, you leaning on like a bed, you said, I feel sexy.
Yeah, I felt sexy as fuck. It's funny. You honestly, this
you
is the thing
Shane's
I know.
On by
Shane does not get my sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
So fun to watch. Watching a good lad win.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Nate Diaz has a fight coming up. Can't wait.
Who's
he's fighting?
Fighting
Pettis. It's going to be a good fucking, I don't know, some other lad.
What?
Yeah, lad on lad violence, dude.
Shit, dude.
I told you I listened to that Nate Diaz Tony Hinchcliffe interview.
No.
You did Tony Hinchcliffe's podcast. You have to listen to it.
It's
got to
be so fucking funny.
Yeah, the Nate Diaz stories are just so good.
He's getting paid off his CBD endorsement now.
Yeah, he's the king.
That company's getting bought or something.
Yeah, he just posted that yesterday on his Instagram story.
That's fucking tight.
I'm a big Nate Diaz guy.
Yeah. I'm stoked on that.
But he does this interview with Hinchcliffe, and he tells a story about doing the Ultimate Fighter. It's so great.
That's got
to
be hilarious.
He's like, I just was going to do it to get like my medicals because it's like all free. Like, fuck that. Like, I'm not going to go to some house. And because his older brother, Nick Diaz, was like, he's like, we watched it together. We made fun of these fucking guys. Like, fuck these guys.
Oh, that's so
he's
funny.
Like, then I got there and I was like, fuck it. I'll just tap all these fucking dudes at training and then I'll fucking dip out. So then he's like, and then I went through and fucking tapped all those motherfuckers and I was like, fuck it. I'm out. And then they named our first opponent. So I was like, I got to stay and fight him. I don't want them to think I like fucking ducked, dude. Like, fuck that. Right. So then he goes and beats the first guy, and they named the next opponent. He just had to keep saying, and then he won.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
And the best part is he's like, after training and like dinner, everybody just go home and go to sleep. And I'm like, fuck that. Like 10 p.m., like that's when the homeboys come through. Like, I'll crack open a beer and chill. Till like, and the cameraman had to stay awake with me. So he would stay up till like 5 by himself drinking on the couch. The cameraman just
did the homeboys ever come through?
The homeboys did not come through the house.
All he could do is assemble homies figurines around him.
He just sit around and like, the homies come over. Like around 10, that's when
is that what homies figurines are for? The homies don't come through?
Homies don't come through. You set them up and light candles. You light Jesus candles. And the saints. You pray to the saints for your homies.
I went on a date with a Chinese woman. And
what happened?
Did you tell her that Eastern thought sucks?
That up so bad. How? That was more the Coach Corey Wayne shit I did wrong.
What?
God damn it, Coach Corey.
Oh, he's good. I love Coach Corey Wayne.
What did you do? Oh, you didn't do the Coach Corey Wayne.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
what
did
you do with the Chinese?
Over pursued. And then, like, I got into this thing where she was going to be, like, not available for a month. So then I was, like, trying to push. I was just like, you know, I think I like you more than you like me.
No. Oh, God. Kirby's dried my pussy up.
Yeah. Because I was like, dude, I had no fucking clue what I was doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was really cool. And what happened with her, though, is in China, in order to...
She was full from China.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And she wanted to be a mathematician.
You thought that girl's butt stung?
Mathematician? She wanted to be a mathematician. And she was like really good at it.
This Asian was good at math?
So she's really good at it, and that's what she wanted to be. But in her province, you have to take a test.
Yeah.
And only the people that scored like the top 10 out of this massive province go to the school for math that she wanted to go
good.
To. Okay. She scored 11th, and then so she got assigned to study.
It's actually pronounced 11th.
Study English literature.
What?
So she had to study Shakespeare, and then what she did was applied to Temple to get in there and on like for Shakespeare something or other, and then switched to math while she was at Temple. Yeah, no, that's really interesting.
It just reminded me.
She became a mathematician.
Yeah,
they made her study Shakespeare. Right. Did she know her Shakespeare?
A little bit. She hated it.
Oh, how hard would it be to fucking read that shit?
To be or not to be? That's a question. That's a very good question. Are you being or not?
Dude, that must have been so hard for her to put her math. She probably still got knocked it out of the park, but if she has like a math brain, she had dedicated her math brain to Shakespeare.
Ooh. And that's what I'm saying. Like, certainly America is not perfect.
A lot of L's in Shakespeare.
But to have a place where you are not maximizing people's...
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Oh, yeah, where you're just forcing people to do the bullshit.
Yeah. It's just like, all right, they missed out on that. That mind, there's another one gone from that stupid...
Yeah. You know. It's happened to me in school.
Yeah.
I got forced into some fucking bullshit, dude. School in general.
Yeah.
I should have been out doing other stuff.
See, like the American school system.
No. I think I'm becoming more concerned about this, especially as like my niece and nephew get older and they're learning on their own and then they're going to go sit in a class and be forced to listen to stuff that they don't care about. I just think it's like,
man, our school system sucks. Religion sucks. Our government sucks.
You just know
everything.
Why did I say government sucks?
You just
sucks?
Know everything. You
I don't know anything.
You
hate big government.
No, I don't know anything.
You know so much more than, you know, whatever got us to this exact point, including, you know, religion, the school system, this government.
Well, I haven't meant to come off that way. If I'm coming off
school
that
system
way,
sucks, dude. I hate the school
system.
School
system rocks, dude. I hate the school.
You love public school
I love
system?
School. I never went to public. Well, I did go to public school. What I was a poor for a while, and then I upgraded.
Bucked up
to poor Catholic.
Hell yeah,
poor Catholic school.
Classy.
Went to Catholic school.
Yeah.